Hello everybody and welcome to your favorite show Bollywood This Week, and I'm your host Shashi. In this episode, we are going to preview three movies released on this Friday and the current status of films at box office. So let's start this show with hot and happening news. Rang De Basanti nominated for Oscar. Rang De Basanti, Rakesh Om Prakash Mehra's take on modern-day patriotism and one of the Bollywood's biggest blockbuster of this year, will be India's entry to the Oscar in the Best Foreign Film category. This year, there were 8 films in contention, including Lage Raho Munna Bhai, Krish and Omkara, but the jury chose Rang De Basanti, starring Amir Khan, Atul Kulkarni, Sohali Khan, Kunal Kapoor and Anupam Kher. Rang De Basanti chronicles one incident in the lives of 7 young stars as they go from being air-free college students to revolt against the government system. The film, whose songs proved big hits, won critical acclaim as well as box office success. The film has been screened for consideration for nomination at Golden Globe Award, and producer Ronnie Screwvala is confident that Rang De Basanti stands a strong chance at the Oscar. Rang De Basanti is the second Amir Khan film to be chosen as India's entry to the Oscar. His earlier film, Lagan, was sent as India's entry in the foreign film category some years ago. Filmmaker of Indian origin, Deepa Mehta's Water, starring John Abraham and Lisa Ray, has been chosen as Canada's entry in the same category. Don Song sets record in digital music downloads. Shankar Ehsaan Loy have a great track record of chartbusters, and this has proved true yet again with their 3 songs from Don having been the top 3 most downloaded song in the world through the new age retail platform of digital music downloads. The songs to look out for in the album are the title track Mai Hoon Don, sung by Shan, with the song programmed in the original theme of Don. The background score is also based on the original Don theme, but has been rendered with sounds and styles to suit today's generation. Also to watch out for is Ganpati song Moriya Re, sung by Shankar Mahadevan, and the electric pop song Aaj Ki Raat, sung by Alisha Chennai, Mahalakshmi and Sonu Nigam. The music of Don may have received a mixed response from critics, but ultimately the general public is the one that decides, and it has definitely ruled in Shankar Ehsaan Loy's favor yet again. Nightingale of India, Lata Mangeshkar turns 77. India's pride and the center of attraction of the eyes of all over the world, Lata Didi is a milestone in her own right. She has been singing for the last 6 decades with amazing felicity. Be it Pyar Kiya To Darna Kya to Didi Tera Devar Diwana, the eldest of Mangeshkar is still going strong. Her songs in the forthcoming release Jai Santoshi Ma stand testimony to the fact that her voice is still fresh. Another song that is notable from her in the last couple of years is The Hunting, Kitni Ajeeb Rishte Hai Yahan Pe, from Madhur Bhandarkar's Page 3. I wish a very happy birthday to Pride of India, Lata Mangeshkar. Abhishek Bachchan is the sexiest Asian man. Leading Indian actor Abhishek Bachchan has been adjudged the sexiest Asian man 2006 in the annual poll conducted by Britain's leading Asian weekly Eastern Eye. In the annual poll, the 30-year-old actor moved from 3rd place last year to number 1, pushing last year's topper John Abraham into the 2nd place. Abhishek was chosen ahead of actors Dino Morio and Hrithik Roshan for having an impressive year in the Bollywood and for appearing to the more intelligent cinema goer. The Weekly said that roles in films such as Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, Banti Aur Babli and Blockbuster had proved his acting credentials. Former Miss World Priyanka Chopra was crowned sexiest female 2006 in the female poll, pushing last year's number 1 Bipasha Basu to the 2nd spot, while Aishwarya Rai was 3rd and Mallika Sheherawat gained the 4th place. Even though Aishwarya Rai might not be Asia's sexiest woman and might have dropped out of the top 5, but she is ready to bounce back. After shizzling skimpily in Dhoom 2 promos, Aishwarya Rai looks simply enchanting in the brand new pictures from JP Datta's Umrao Jaan. The 80s hit Umrao Jaan, a story of courtesan of Lucknow, gave the beautiful Rekha a whole new identity. The character Umrao Jaan, so beautifully portrayed by Rekha that she became the face of the character of Umrao Jaan. But now, nearly after 20 decades, JP Datta has remade the classic, and none other than gorgeous Aishwarya Rai steps in to play the historic character. Along with Aishwarya, Abhishek Bachchan is in the leading role. In the promos, the actress dressed as a courtesan in golden dress looks a memorizing, with her magnetic blue eyes hypnotizing the viewer. The 44-second teaser itself is enough for Ash to put across the message bang on to the audience that Umrao Jaan is coming. Now let's move along to see the current status of last week released films at box office. As the day came near for the four films Khosla Ka Ghosla, Door, Rocky and Manoranjan, belonging to completely diverse genres, to release together, the picture was clear that none of the films would be taking anything more than an average initial. Reasons were manifold. First, four releases in a week are bound to eat each other's business. Second, just a week prior to this, four films, Pyar Ke Side Effect, Bas Ek Pal, Shivan, Kachi Sadak, were released. Third, Lage Raho Munna Bhai is still going extraordinarily strong. And the last but the most important reason, Common Man is now saving money for Don and Janiman that arrive on October 20th. Hence, the only film that was expected to open best amongst the four was Khosla Ka Ghosla, and one has to credit the marketing strategy of UTV for this. They strategically planned the film's promotion and realized that the film would have tremendous potential from word of mouth. This is what exactly happened, as the film opened on an average note but only gained in strength as days progressed. Reviews and word of mouth have been consistent to hence giving hopes of a surprise success before September end. Door opened to best reviews all over, with not a single critic having a negative word to say about the film. Sadly, the film was not marketed in accordance to its actual stature, which resulted in a below average opening. Though the film is doing well at selected multiplexes, an Iqbal-like scenario doesn't seem to be a possibility, since there are multiple releases over next few weeks too. It's unfortunate, but it seems that the film, which got its lead actress Ayesha Taki and Gulpanang the best reviews of their career, may be relegated to home viewing soon. Rocky was always expected to fetch an inconsequential opening, and hence it didn't come as a surprise when the first weekend reports started coming in. The consistent poor ratings all over put a seal over the fate of this film that would be forgotten in a couple of weeks' time. Manoranjan, an inside story of Bollywood, was neither patronized by those inside the industry or outside the industry. Now about Lage Raho Munna Bhai. Now what more can one say about this film that refuses to show any drop in collections week after week? If last week fall was 30%, week 3 was even better with just about 20% fall. The movie has caught on in the same way as Hum Aapke Hai Kaun did years back, followed by Gadar. In both the cases, it was all around positive word of mouth that enabled the film to scale heights. Also, in such a scenario, it is common trend to overheat conversations like, "Have you watched the film? No? What a pity. How could that happen?" More often than not, such a conversation hypes up an individual to such an extent that he or she is left with no other alternative but to catch the film as soon as possible. Week 3 brought in 12 crores more to result in 3-week tally of an astonishing 48 crores. A super duper hit. It is on its way to be an all-time blockbuster. Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna has crossed 46 crores after 6th week, adding in another 35 lakhs. But mega bucks from this point on are ruled out. This Friday, 3 movies are released: Krishna, Jai Santoshima and Volame. So let's preview these movies in Friday Blockbuster. Krishna is Bollywood's second attempt at animation after Hanuman. What makes animation films stick are two factors. The animation should be of high quality and, of course, the content. While the content of Krishna is interesting, it's not backed by high quality animation. The animation here average, not even as like as Hanuman. Also, while several unknown facts of Hanuman were unrevealed in Hanuman, that's not the case in Krishna. Some aspects in the story should have been revelation. The second movie is remake of 1975 blockbuster Jai Santoshima. The movie is directed by Ahmed Siddiqui and music is given by Anu Malik. The third film is Mukesh Bhatt's production Volame, directed by Mohit Suri and starring Kangana Ranaut, Shaini Ahuja and Saad Randhawa. Parveen Babi, the very mention of the name conjures images of a star who made news when alive and who hit headlines when she met with an isolated, solitary demise. Her relationship with Mahesh Bhatt at their prime was fodder for gossip mills. The party circuit as well as the studios reverberated with tales of this relationship, but not many knew how stormy this relationship was. Bhatt unravels yet another chapter of his life, his relationship with Parveen Bobby in Volam Hai. While Bhatt maintains that the story is based on the factual incidents, you take it on face value for the simple reason because what transpired between the two individuals behind closed doors is something only they know. At the same time, if Bhatt claims that Volam Hai is a true account from start to end, no work of fiction, then there are certain sequences that do raise your doubts against Bhatt's claim. As a cinematic experience, Volam Hai is an intense love story, a bit complicated but deftly executed nonetheless by a talented Mohit Suri. Mohit's strength lies in the fact that he narrates the troubled side of a popular star with rare understanding, handling the characters with kid gloves and make it come alive on screen. Watch Volam Hai not for any other reason but to carry home a sad segment of a popular star's life, a glamour queen who called the shots in the 1970s and early 1980s. It's a lump in the throat experience. A film like Volam Hai is very difficult to make. It's not one of those love stories where lovers meet, separate and reunite in the end. This one's far more complicated, and that's a major responsibility on Mohit Suri's young shoulders. It would have been easier for Bhatt to open pages of his life's diary and narrate the story himself, since Volam Hai happens to be a chapter from his life. But it's tough for someone who didn't go through the pain or was not even remotely connected to present the turbulent phase in a relationship. That's precisely why Volam Hai works, because Mohit Suri narrates the story in the most convincing manner. Volam Hai rests on two power-packed performances, Kangana and Shaini. Kangana gets the role of a lifetime in her second film itself, and the actor sinks her teeth into it and delivers an astounding performance. If you have ever interacted with Parveen Bobby even briefly, you would see a replica of the glamorous star in Kangana. Her styling is also excellent. If you think there's not much space for any other actor since Volam Hai is primarily a Kangana film, watch Shaini's performance here. He impressed us in Gangster, but this one is the most difficult part he has got so far, and his performance only accentuates the proceedings. Debutant Shad Randhawa springs a pleasant surprise in a negative role. The length of his character may not be substantial enough, but his performance more than makes up for it. On the whole, Volam Hai is a well-made emotional film that lingers in your memory even after it is over. That's all we have for now. Thanks for joining and listening to Bollywood This Week. Don't miss the next episode. Until then, this is your own host Shashi signing off. Take care and bye-bye.
क्यों आजकल नींद कम ख्वाब ज्यादा है लगता खुदा का कोई नेक इरादा है कल था फकीर आज दिल शहजादा है लगता खुदा का कोई नेक इरादा